64, 64, 64. I told you Charlie was making up some dates right in the Carolinas. He was in Greenville,
of the weather, yeah,
because of the
South
weather,
Carolina
huh?
last night, and a Texas says Charlie Rachi.
Charlie Rachi, man. We call him Charlie Rachi.
Is that what it is, Charlie Rachi?
Yeah, because he got
these wearing
glitter
jackets now,
like Liberace
his hats.
Yeah, like Charlie
and they
Rachi,
all light up like Liberace.
So next to be flying in, player. Next,
like
be,
Peter Pan.
Like Peter Pan.
I'm flying.
Does he still throw out fedoras in
yeah,
the audience?
Yeah, it's Charlie Rachi, man.
I still
Charlie
got
Rachi.
Blinged
I said
out.
Charlie
for
Rachi turned it out, man. In Greenville. Mm-hmm. It's he time did. For news yeah. from BlackAmericaWeb.com. Brought to you by Crest Pro Health. You can make a difference in your oral health with Crest Pro Health Advanced Toothpaste. Go pro in advance to healthier gums and stronger teeth with Crest Pro Health Advance.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
We do have breaking news. Two police officers shot in Ferguson, Missouri during protests early this morning. Both officers hospitalized, one shot in the face, the other in the shoulder.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 12, 2015. Today is the 18th birthday of Aaron Boyce.
Whoa, oh, wow.
All right.
The baby girl of Mary and David Boyce. Who would have believed it?
Who would have thunk it, huh?
Who would have thunk it? Two officers, as you heard, were shot at protests outside the Ferguson, Missouri police station. And this was early this morning as demonstrators gathered after the resignation of the city's police chief in the wake of course, that Justice Department report alleging bias in the police department and court. The 32-year-old officer from nearby Webster Groves was shot in the face, and a 41-year-old officer from St. Louis County shot in the shoulder. Both were taken to a hospital. They're conscious, did not have any further details about their conditions, but described their injuries as serious. Now, of course, as we said, shots were fired shortly after midnight as protesters were gathered following the resignation of Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson Wednesday afternoon. Before the shooting, some of the protests were chanting to show that they were not satisfied with the resignations of the police chief and the city manager earlier in the week. And they are also looking for the mayor to respond in kind and resign. And this, of course, is a scene that has been going on since August following the killing of Michael Brown. Now, if the heavy fog clears early today, an air search will resume for 7 Marines and 4 Army aircrew feared dead after their Black Hawk helicopter crashed off the waters of the Florida Panhandle. And while the fog has hampered the air search and rescue efforts, a Coast Guard spokesperson said their boats will scour the waters throughout the night. And they're not calling it a... they're still calling it a search and rescue. They are not calling a recovery as of this point. Secret Service agents under investigation for allegedly crashing into a White House barricade.
Drunk.
The United States Secret Service said Wednesday that 2 agents under investigation after an incident last week in which they reportedly drove a government car into a White House barricade after drinking at a late-night party. The Washington Post reported yesterday one of the agents involved in the alleged incident was a top member of the president's protective detail.
Okay. Now, Big Chief, get the fruit of Islam and fire the Secret Service. You don't have to worry about the fruit coming to work drunk and crashing into the gate. They were drunk. No. They were drunk. They came from an after party, and they drove their car, their government car, into the gates of the White House. This is the Secret Service.
See, those people are supposed to, like, disappear. Didn't that used to happen? Stuff like that? You just disappear. They didn't even hear from you no more. Now they're just going to put, they're going to give them paid leave and put them somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what they did. They took him off of
the president's detail.
Off the president's detail and gave him a desk job.
No, that's the thing, you're supposed to, like, just not be here anymore.
Yeah.
It used to happen, be pre-Obama, didn't
you
it?
You don't have that problem with the fruit.
Yeah, with other presidents.
You won't have any of these problems that we've been having with the Secret Service with the fruit of Islam.
Secret, they letting people get into the White House and go up the stairs?
What
is going on with the Secret Service?
And I want to say the Fruit of Islam did a very good job down in Selma.
Yeah,
they really did, man.
And we didn't have no problem.
I think a lot of people would be intimidated to work with them because they're very intense and they're very focused.
Because when a brother in a suit says, "Can I holler at you?" In that low voice, and that, "Can I talk to you for a minute?"
Yeah. It ain't no. Don't get it twisted. We ain't dancing in no doggone commercial. Don't get it twisted.
And finally, Angie Stone's daughter, Diamond, has taken to Facebook to give her side of the story. And yes, she does admit that perhaps her teeth were already rotting out and that her mother...
So Angie's kind of pushed them on on, huh?
Yeah.
She was loose anyway.
She moved up that dental schedule. But she said people are so quick to pass judgment but never really know the full story, never uphold people in the wrong, no matter who they are.
And
I'm
that's
crushed.
Why you go to Facebook to clear it up.
Exactly.
That's why you have your own damn place.
And live with your own, because can't nobody knock your teeth out that was already coming out.
You don't need to be on Facebook.
When you're in your own place.
And you're on Placebook, looking for a place.
Those are your headlines.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.